Hi Virgo, welcome to All That Jazz Tarot for November. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today we have your messages for this November. Now, Virgo, your first message is the overall general theme I'm getting is November is going to be it's going to be a real change for you here. Now, I'm sure the past events have led up to this. This could have been an ongoing situation, but I feel like this month, you are done with it. Okay, that is the feeling I'm getting here big time. So we have the Two of Wands reversed, the King of Swords, the Knight of Swords reversed, the Three of Swords reversed, the Page of Wands, and the Queen of Pentacles. So Virgo, I feel like maybe you have been, this is going to be a huge lesson for you. Okay? You are about to become the Queen of Pentacles, but you had to go through this particular lesson to get there. Let me explain here. The Page of Wands energy is childlike and nurturing and loving and caring, okay? But not a little bit naive, all right? So you have this Two of Wands reversed and the Knight of Swords reversed. So you have a devil-may-care person around you who doesn't see anything wrong with their behavior, okay? Because that's just how they've always been. And maybe they assumed you were okay with that. But they've done something here that has proved, I don't know if it's deceit intended, but it was deceitful, okay, if that makes any sense. All right, this person's very nature is contrary to your expectations. All right, so they don't realize it, though. They don't, they're just doing them, right? And here you are like, yeah, I think we should be doing something else. All right, so this month, I feel like you're going to put your foot down on this. You're going to be the King of Swords. Now, the King of Swords is a very commanding energy. All right, he commands respect. He's not playing these games here. There's a real need for someone to sack up in this relationship. All right. So this Three of Swords reversed. This is letting go of that heartbreak, okay? And even taking that lesson, right? So, because something has to die with this. Something had to end, all right? And it's not only just the relationship. I feel like it's a part of you as well. The part of you who that was naive and childlike and trusting and loving, all right? You trusted this person to be there for you. And just by their very nature, they could not complete the task. Now here you are, the Queen of Pentacles. That's who you are. And once you let go of this energy here, this is going to turn upright. I guarantee it. I can see it. the conclusion you've come to about this person holding you back in some way, and therefore betraying your values of your morals, your just everything about you, your essence, right? You're the King of Swords. You're upright and honest, and you come straight. But this person is coming in wonky, okay? Now, let me tell you your energy cards here were anger reversed, energy reversed, peace, magic, ghost, and death. So again, that theme of you are letting go of this anger, you're letting go of this heartbreak, you are pulling back your energy, you're regaining your inner peace. Something magical is happening here. All right. This Queen of Pentacles is going to be a ghost of your former self. Okay. There's a death here, an ending, a transformation. Now, your affirmation cards. Well, wait, let's first go to these extra messages I have here from my spiritual grab bag here. All right, first one out, come down off the cross. So Virgo, if this has been a martyr type situation, Spirit wants you to get down off that cross and walk your sweet little ass off into the sunset, okay? All right, next message. Red flag. So something occurred here that tipped you off. Now, it could have been intuitive. You could have found out some actual information. But whatever it was, you're seeing red flags here. Show me a hero and I'll write you a tragedy. Virgo, be the hero of your own story. This feels like a tragedy, but you can turn it around, okay? And be the hero of your own story. No hero ever became a hero without having to suffer a loss. I will no longer feed the monster. All right, so you must have at some point realized that you were... I don't like the word enabling at all, but you are feeding this vampire, okay? Dead to me. All right, now, so Virgo, I feel like what's going to be dead to you was this former self, okay? This martyr, this a little bit naive person who always looked at people's good side and potential. And you're going to grow into someone who can see people for who they really are and the masks. You'll be able to see under the mask. All right. So this could be a spiritual awakening as well. Most definitely. A small fish in a small pond will never grow bigger. Well, it's time for you to grow and expand, okay? And that could mean leaving something behind. Well-timed silence is the most commanding expression. Again, you're pulling back your energy. You're tired of arguing with this person, trying to make them see your way. You know, maybe you've been trying to help them through life and they ignore your advice and they just carry on with the Knight of Swords energy, right? Hidden agenda. Okay, so now while I don't really feel like this person had some kind of nefarious hidden agenda, I just feel like just their very nature just kind of, maybe they did hide this from you, you know, for a while. They were wearing a mask and trying to look like an adult and like they were making good decisions because they were confident in their decisions because they actually believed they were correct. But I don't know. The hidden agenda could have been within them. They could have other issues. Cottage for sale. Okay, so this could indicate, you know, property being sold, leases being broken, so on and so forth. Gold digger. Maybe you have found that this person was with you for reasons other than love. Humpty Dumpty. Did he fall or was he pushed? Okay, so someone might be, maybe there'll be a breaking point. Okay, someone's going to push you over the edge, all right? Too good to be true. And this could be what you're realizing now about this person who seemed so vibrant, so ready, raring to go, but really kind of lacked the follow through, okay? If you cannot get rid of the family skeleton, you might as well make it dance. So if you or this person have been trying to keep this under wraps, that's creating a lot more stress and anxiety than just bringing it all out into the open, okay? Acknowledge that elephant in the room. Nowhere man in nowhere land. Well, that describes the Knight of Swords reversed perfectly. Someone without... just a little irreverent and just the devil may care, you know, and that's some people find that amusing and other people find it offensive. So borrow money from pessimistics. They don't expect it back. Okay. So this could apply to, anything, energy, time, money, whatever. Your next one is all's fair in love and war. All right. So that could be the attitude of this other person. All right. And you don't find that amusing. King of Swords is like, no, we're doing things my way or the highway. A mistake proves that someone stopped talking long enough to do something. All right, so maybe there has been just a lot of talk and no action, and you have pulled back your energy again, and you're not talking anymore. You're just, I don't think that you are, like I said, if you're pushed over the edge, you're not going to be worried about whether it's a mistake or not. You just need to take action of some kind. Hook, line, and sinker. Okay, Virgo, so I feel like some of you might be feeling like this person fed you a line and you were, you know, you were schnookered there in some way. But again, don't beat yourself up over this, all right? This was a learning lesson for you both, okay? This person, I don't know, they can't be real with themselves. It's going to be very difficult to be real with you, right? Never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake. So again, I think pulling back your energy, letting this person, I think you're giving him rope right now, okay? You're giving him rope, and he can do one of two things. He can pull himself the hell out of that hole, or, you know, he can hang himself. He travels the fastest when traveling alone. All right, so again, this person, you might be feeling now that what you thought was an opportunity for growth and expansion has kind of left you feeling stuck. So you might be better off traveling alone, especially on a spiritual journey. I'm not sure that anyone can really come with you on that journey. They can accompany you for a short time, you know, or a long time, but never the whole time, okay? Some things you just have to do on your own. So sometimes the best way to convince a man he's wrong is to let him have his way. All right, so again, this is allowing someone to have their experience, allowing someone to make a mistake so that they can learn from it. The time has come for everyone to clean up his own backyard. All right, this is definitely King of Swords energy. Like, my kingdom is clean over here. Okay, don't be coming to me with your mess. You should be back there cleaning up your own. All right, so again, this is allowing people to be accountable for their own shit. Hidden treasure. So the hidden treasure in all this, of course, is going to be the lesson, should you choose to find it. This is no doubt it's going to be painful. This is not happy energy at all, but it's going to feel so much better after, all right? In hindsight, this will all make sense. Jack in the box, all right? So this person could pop up, you know, or something could pop up. Perhaps whatever pops up scares you and you fall off the Humpty Dumpty there. Maybe this person is just too full of, he's just too unpredictable, all right? You like things to be a little bit, you know, routine. All right, Virgo, so that was the messages from the grab bag. Now, we're going to go into this other little message bag here for your final message. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm still forgetting these. No, we're not done yet. All right, let's do your affirmations, because I don't think, did I give you those yet? All right, your affirmations. I am at peace with all that has happened, all that is happening, and all that will happen. All right, so again, you are in this presence of self-empowerment. You're taking back your control and your energy. You're not giving it away. And you are not accepting anything less than respect. I will not be critical of my appearance or actions. I am perfect the way I am. This is about being confident in knowing that the direction you're moving in right now is the correct action. And finally, I know deep down that I look good, feel good, and I am a good person. All right. More confidence. That's amazing. I love this read for you, Virgo. This Queen of Pentacles by the end of November. I just know December's read's going to start with you just being fabulous. Okay. Now, your gemstone cards that came out for healing or prayer or meditation, whatever it is that you, however you use them, are Jade for wealth, success, and wisdom. Amazonite for playful, fluidity and optimism. All right. So you'll be looking forward to this new start once you accept the loss, you accept the death. Okay. You will not be able to get to the other side until that happens. Now, I'm not suggesting you're going to do that right away. I mean, that process is different for everyone. But the first step is acceptance, all right? So even though that is the last stage of grief, really, I suppose it would be for a spiritual death as well. Accepting that this part of you, this naive, all right, and not beating yourself up over it. No self-recrimination, Virgo. This was all for your highest good. Now we're going to go into the grab bag here and get some numbers, letters, and pictures for your full moon message. Okay. We have the number 2, a magnifying glass. All right. So again, we're looking at the details now. You've seen all that you need to see. We have an F, a Z, E, H, S, S, P, T, W, G, the number 6, a V, F, S, W, and C. All right, so those were your messages from the full moon. Take them as they apply. I hope you enjoyed this message, Virgo. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay jazzy.